A Waterford-based trauma and vascular surgeon is calling for urgent interventions to tackle the causes and the impact of knife crime on society. In Ireland, over the last 4 years, knife seizures by Gardaí have more than doubled. Dr. Morgan McMonagall is based at University Hospital Waterford. He's also director of trauma training at the Royal Hospital, at the Royal College of Surgeons in England. And Dr. McMonagall, you're welcome to Morning Ireland.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for having me on.
You see it firsthand, the consequences of knife crime. You're interested, I know, in talking about the societal causes of knife carrying and knife crime as well. But typically at the coalface, as you are, as a trauma surgeon, what are you seeing in terms of the level of injury, the victims, the age, the circumstances and so on?
Yeah, really, I mean, both myself and my colleagues across the nation, not just in Waterford, are seeing quite an accelerated rise in knife crime amongst young people. Now, thankfully, most of the wounds that we're seeing, we would describe as relatively minor soft tissue injuries that still need treatment. But we're also seeing a somewhat increase in the number of serious injuries. And there have been a few high-profile cases, both in the UK and Ireland, which would highlight that. And I suppose, in many ways in society, we put a lot of our efforts and our taxpayers' money into what happens after a crime, whether it's the Justice Department or the Gardaí and the hospitals and what we do. And we don't make a huge effort, or we don't put the same level of energy into what happens before the crime at a societal level, as you quite rightly mentioned.
And you want to tackle what you call gang culture. Is it the status almost of going out armed with a knife?
Yes, and look, gangs go back for millennia, and you know, I train in the US in trauma surgery, and most of those gangs are associated with guns, but of course handguns, cheap handguns, not available in this part of the world, thankfully, but instead knives have a symbolic status amongst gangs. And when I was a trauma surgeon in London, we certainly saw a huge increase in the knife crime issues in London, with some very high profile cases there as well. But it's shocking to see that the actual, if you take homicide as a surrogate marker of violent crime and or knife crime, the actual homicide rate is higher per 100,000 population in this country compared to the UK. It may not be quite as high as London, but it's certainly rising, and the trend is one of an increasing problem. And if you think of the reason why someone might join a gang, it's for that particular person. And we, as middle-class people, join clubs, they join gangs because there is a positive association. There's a positive association for that particular member because there's a commonality amongst the particular gang itself, and that they've often come from very difficult circumstances, education, violence, drugs and what have you. And carrying a knife is symbolic as part of that gang culture, which we need to understand before we can tackle it. We need to understand that it is a positive association for that particular person. And part of the reason, you know, when you see that they've tried to tackle this in Glasgow, which had a huge problem once upon a time, one thing that came out of it was it's not just a police problem. It's not just a policing issue. It's a society issue, and it needs to be tackled on all fronts. And in many ways, what you want to prevent is the actual victim coming to hospital with a serious injury and or death.
And ending up with you, where you're fighting perhaps to save somebody's life. Now, Minister Helen McEntee earlier this week announced this justice plan, which includes, I think, reviewing Garda powers in relation to dangerous weapons like knives. But you would favour as well, not just a knife amnesty, which some people have called for, but what you call, rather than a handing in of knives to maybe Garda stations, the placing of knife bins around different areas.
Exactly. I mean, and again, it goes back to why do you join a gang culture? You join a gang culture because you have a positive association with them. Therefore, every other gang is the enemy, or every other gang has adverse implications for you, including the Gardaí, including healthcare workers, including social workers, including teachers. So these people won't come into Garda stations, but maybe their parents will, or maybe family members will, but you need to have the bins or the amnesty bins in the communities with a presence, not necessarily a Garda presence, but some sort of presence where people, it has to be done easy, it has to be made easy for these people. Mm. It has been successful across the UK on occasion, but then we often forget about it. High profile case happens, an amnesty occurs, it's successful, then it gets forgotten about again. In the USA, they have done with guns, they've done a gun buyback program. So I think if an amnesty was not as successful as we'd hoped, why not have a knife buyback program that's aimed at offensive weapons, not your average kitchen knife, knives that are designed for offense that can be hidden and carried around. And that has been successful in the USA with gun buyback.
And another initiative that you promote and favor is this app called Touch Surgery. Because if you come across, you have skills to help people. But for the ordinary person, if you come across somebody who has had a knife injury, you might be at a loss as to what to do. This app tells people what you do if you encounter a victim of knife crime.
Yeah, exactly. So just to point out to your listeners, I have no proprietary or financial interest in this particular app. It's free. Touch Surgery are a group in the UK that make very high fidelity videos for surgical training, and I offer some advice to them. So I came to them a few years ago because of my trauma training in the UK, and we were worried about the knife crime issue in London and the terrorist events in London, and we decided we would issue or put together an app that the public can access to see how to manage the victim of knife crime or any violent crime on the street, and it's easy to download. You can watch it on your smartphone.
How you pack a wound, how you apply a tourniquet.
A tourniquet would be, if I had one message to give out to the public in one of these events, it's how to apply a tourniquet. Now, there are two different types of knife wounds. One is where you can compress it on the limbs, and unfortunately the abdomen and chest you can't. Mm-hmm. But if you see there was a high-profile case from the Manchester bombing showing that one of the victims would have survived if a tourniquet had been applied. And we see that quite a lot, that patients do much better when a tourniquet is applied pre-hospital compared to not putting one on.
A free app, as you say, called Touch Surgery, which can be downloaded. Dr. McMonagall, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Morgan McMonagall there at